Hello, I'm Gav.
I'm Dan.
We're the Slow Mo Guys, back again in Kentucky with Scott from Kentucky Ballistics. You may remember some rather successful videos we did. So since we left, I've got a lot of comments letting me know that you now have a 4-bore, a 950 JDJ, and a punt gun.
Yes.
So we'll do a short series of videos where we explore all three of those.
You've got a lot to explore.
So we'll start with the 4-bore.
All right.
What was the biggest kick you got last time you were firing all the guns?
Was it the 5.7?
I think it was the 5.77 T-Rex.
Oh! Yeah, the Tyrannosaurus.
That was the hardest kicking one that I had, but we have really stepped it up now.
Yeah.
I think the 4-bore is going to open your eyes, but the 950 is going to be life-changing for you.
Yeah. So I'm even more excited than I was on the way here.
Can't wait to change my life.
All right, Dan, so this is about as close as we can get to what we usually shoot.
Well, this is pretty much exactly what we shoot, yeah. Isn't it? 30-06, right? That's what we consider the, like, let's get the big one out.
Yeah.
And Scott's like, well, I've got this pea shooter. Now, really, this is just going to be a practice for me for the 4-bore. So I'm kind of just going to, like, act as if I'm shooting that.
Even still, though, it's a real crack, that one, isn't it?
Scott called this round, in reality, he said it was stout. Didn't you?
Yeah, it's a stout round.
It's a stout round.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a good kick to it.
Kicking you pretty good.
You know, I had my eye open, fired, reacted, eye back open. It's hard not to blink.
Yeah.
The quiff got a bit of a wiggle, but that's about it, really.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Moving that, though, looks so cool.
Yeah. It's a lovely shockwave coming off that, too. It's so cool to see the bullet move ahead of the shockwave.
Yeah.
And that's not a small round, either, really.
No, it's not. 30-06 is, I mean, it's... It's a hard-hitting round.
Yeah.
This is actually a very unique rifle. This is a Christian Firearms falling block, single-shot 4-bore. And you can see here, it has a 1-inch diameter. And the reason they call it a 4-bore is that's how they used to measure how heavy projectiles were. A 4-bore, 4 rounds equal a pound. 8-bore, 8 rounds equal a pound.
Okay.
This is 2,150 grains. It is massive.
So this would have been used to take down like an elephant?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Or something, or a blue whale?
Yeah, basically anything.
Anything?
Yeah.
So Scott, what are you more excited to see? What it does to Dan or what it looks like in extreme slow motion?
I'm excited to see this in extreme slow motion for sure. Because it's such a big, ridiculous round.
So you don't need me to fire it then?
Well, I do need you to fire it at least once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just one time.
All right.
And you're going to be absorbing upwards of 200 pounds of felt recoil.
That's heavy.
It's over 20 pounds.
So I'm pretty much just going to have to aim this, into position.
Get position pretty quick and then shoot. Yeah, it's...
Bang. Oh.
Setting up for slow-mo shots is very painful. Because, I mean, it's like, well, just hold a little longer. I got to adjust the brightness.
And yeah.
That looks good. Like I said, you want to be able to let that thing rock you backwards.
So it's like when you have a recoil compensator on a cannon on a ship or something, you know,
yes.
where it rolls back a little bit?
Yes.
Rather than just it firing and just staying
right.
Still.
Like I said earlier, it'll eat your lunch every time.
And then bog wash you afterwards.
Make sure you're gripping real hard.
On here, yeah.
Because your hand's going to want to come off of this part.
Okay.
Just hang on to it, that's all I'm saying.
Hang on. Just hang on for the ride.
Yep.
So what we should do then maybe is when the sun's out, get in position ready to fire, and I'll just do a very final check on focus, probably within like 2 seconds.
Okay, just give me a good.
Okay.
Down.
That's obscene.
All right, you're ready to rock and roll.
Good.
Oh. How are you feeling?
My spine just went. Oh.
Your face when that went off was,
man,
priceless.
Usually I'm like, right, yeah, fire, and then I blink after like reacting to it. I feel like I was like this. Bang!
There you go.
Oh wow.
You know it's not as bad as I expected it to be?
Yeah.
It's not.
Really?
It's not as bad as I expected it to be. It's over pretty quick and it's not. Yeah.
Like I said, it was going to move you, but it's not something that's so bad
Yeah.
That, like, you know, it's going to detach your retina or something.
Yeah.
But now I will tell you, the 950 is going to be as bad as you think it is.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Whoa! Look at that. It's like a mushroom cloud coming out of
Holy
it.
Holy cow.
That is a fat shockwave, too.
There's the bullet. It just, like...
It's like a white, curly flame.
Look at all the vortices. Yeah.
Oh, and wait, you can see all the wadding
separating. Is the wad still with it?
Yeah, it's, like, separating
it
in the air.
It isn't separated yet.
So the wad comes out at the speed of the bullet for quite a while.
Holy cow.
Slowly starting to separate. Look at the colors in that flame.
That's quite, that looks really cool. It looks ghostly.
I've never seen anything like that before. It's like a torpedo coming out of there. I didn't realize the wadding is staying with the bullet that long.
The bullet's shading the wadding from air resistance. It just looks like a really long bullet.
It looks like a super long bullet.
Yeah. It looks like the cartridge case has come out as well.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not even moving yet.
No. I've moved about, I don't know, maybe half a centimeter, a quarter of an inch.
And you're definitely
and then,
move.
That's why I framed you like so much of the frame, is that then you go.
See ya. Did I jump back?
Yeah, you went back. I did
the step back. Because it was over so quickly. It was like bang. And then I was like, okay.
Oh! It tugged you out of your goggles.
And look how quickly my shoulder moves.
Yeah.
God. It knocked you out of focus.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know, it's a 2,150 grain bullet moving at like 1,400, 1,500 feet per second. So much slower than the 30-06, which is smaller. But so you're taking a 150 grain round and you're moving it at over 2,000 feet per second, you're getting about 4,000 foot-pounds of energy. That big bullet moving at 1,400, 1,500 feet per second, much slower, over 10,000 foot-pounds of energy.
So slower in velocity, but way more energy.
Yeah, two different schools of thought.
Wow. So you fancy firing at some targets?
Yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah. No, I don't.
I'm going to volunteer as tribute.
You're always our resident resident gel shooter once Dan's done with the first one. So our first target is some lovely ballistics gel, single block. And I wonder
Shouldn't
if we'll
have a problem going through that.
Not at all. And I wonder if we'll see that flash that we saw last time.
I'll be curious too. I wonder if speed plays a part in that.
Hmm.
Here I go. Being squatted down like that, there's not much room for you to move.
Oh, so you couldn't do the rocking back?
Yeah. So we've got the table destroyed from just the sheer force of that block being moved down. And then I'm wondering if it pushed it down and then scooted across, because if you grab that block, that's a straight line.
That is straight,
isn't it? So it doesn't look like it deflected. So I almost wonder if it pushed the block down and then when it exited the block.
Wow. That is a pretty neat channel though, isn't it?
It is perfectly neat. I was surprised.
Did we get the Kentucky effect again?
Let's find out.
2.0.
Oh, the wad's still behind it.
Did all the wadding go through? No. Kentucky effect. It's just all of it's going.
The wadding went through it with it. Oh. It created such a wound channel that it was able to just fly behind it.
I don't think a single piece of the wadding stayed inside. I think all of it went through.
I would have never guessed that.
No.
I figured it would have bounced off the block.
As far as the wadding knows, it's just passing through air. It doesn't even have any idea that it's in gel.
Does the wadding all like stack back up again on the back of the bullet?
Because it's all hitting it down.
Yeah, it's all like reforming.
It's like when somebody stops in a cartoon and they all like go boom, 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 boom behind it.
Yeah, and it's just, the bullet's long gone.
That gel's under the table. It's gone through the table.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no wonder the table cracked. It just has to get out the way of the bullet. So it's just gonna go through the table.
Yeah.
And then it just goes into liquid mode.
Yeah, just flinging bits off.
That's crazy.
I think I'm most surprised at the wadding.
Yeah.
That is bonkers to me.
So that must be happening every time you fire.
Well, if I'm further away, the wadding, sometimes I'll see it like trailing behind. Like,
yeah, I think as soon as it gets far enough away from the bullet where air can get back in, it will like...
It breaks up.
Yeah. It'll like sabot out.
We're getting... So when we shoot our next target, we shouldn't see any wadding. It should just be a big fat bullet just... smacking.
Well, the wadding caught up with the bullet because of the gel as well.
Yeah.
So that won't happen with the next target because it'll have accelerated away, won't it?
Yeah. And we'll be further away.
Yeah.
So what do you want to shoot next?
I really want to see a quarter pound of lead hit steel.
Should we go maybe 200,000 frames a second for that one?
Yes, I think so.
All right, I'm set to 200,000 frames a second. Yeah. Thought it'd be a good idea to get the 30-06 down there again as a comparison before we send the four bore round down there.
Yeah, like a regular baseline sort of.
Yeah.
What it should look like.
Normal and then ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
Aside, it still smacks that steel really hard.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's a proper satisfying ting.
Yeah.
How accurate can you be with this?
Pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate? I would say any of the E's would be a great place to hit.
The E's?
Yeah, anywhere in that region.
I think I can do it.
I was speaking to Scott and he was saying that the 30-06, that this round is going to be like 14 of those in one.
Ready?
Ready?
It lifted that target off the ground.
As a comparison, my one was just like a pa-ting.
I'm really curious to where I hit.
No way.
Not about where you wanted. Real close.
You did it. You nailed it. Look at that. Perfect.
That is perfect. Oh, that's going to look great. It seems to be rifling quite slowly.
Yeah, it has a slow twist.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's basically a ball.
Peaceful. Here it comes. The shadow will come in. There we go.
Oh, wow.
The amount, what's this? Is this all smoke?
It's just turning into powder.
Just powdering the lead.
Yeah.
It's got that much force, it's just powdering it.
Look at that frame.
It's either setting it on fire or powdering
it. What's crazy is that's over a quarter pound of lead. That's 39 223 bullets, all hitting the target at one time, and they're all hitting the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be really interesting to see 39 bullets coming in and converging.
That looks cool. Like a meteor hitting the earth.
It does. Doesn't it? Looks like a firework, but like an inverse firework.
You should get a steel target that looks like the earth.
I'm just so pleased right now that I was able to get that in the center of your frame.
Yeah. It was exactly where I wanted it.
I was like, don't flinch, don't flinch.
Like, could that be more central in any of the frame?
No, it's pretty good.
I can't believe how much it vaporized. That's wild. Like,
yeah, you would think it would have chunks.
Yeah.
And I think it's really cool to see how slow it's turning because with those rifles, the rifling has to be slower because if it is a faster twist, it'll rip, the gun will rip out of your hand.
Sure.
Because if you watch in the slow-mo, you'll see the gun torque. Even a little bit now.
Really?
So the bullet like rifles the gun reverse.
It will twist the gun out of your hands if the rifling's too fast.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I've heard of it breaking people's collarbones. So that's really cool to see it just slowly turning.
Yeah.
So how do you feel?
Well, I would say with the Tyrannosaur last time, I shot, you know, and you're more likely to get like a flesh injury, like it might bruise you a little bit, right. Feel a bit sore there. With the four bore, it's kind of deeper than that.
Yeah,
it's more like
behind you.
It's more like your entire sort of bones get moved rather than just squeezing flesh. Like I don't feel sore here at all.
I bet it was like a Newton's cradle, like it hit you and then your shoulder blade like popped out the back a little bit.
Because
last time your nipple almost came around the back. I think this one was your shoulder blade just coming through.
Oh yeah, your back turned into the hat from Harry Potter.
The sorting hat.
I should have taken the top off again looking back, but I didn't think it was that bad. Like it was okay, you know, my neck felt a bit funny afterwards because I was like, flip.
Right.
And I can't believe how much it twisted with the rifling.
Right.
That was amazing, actually, to see. But, not too bad. Not too bad.
Well done.
Thank you.
Join us next time when we'll be stepping that up significantly. Make sure you subscribe to Kentucky Ballistics and subscribe to us, too, if you want. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Careful.
Oh my God.
How long have you been with Dan?